Nah, bro, chill with that. Chill with that. Chill with that. You can't do that. Who?
Why can't
Which
I do
one?
That?
Which one? No, 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 no. Stop, stop right there. There is no bigger simp in this fucking current podcast session for Jinwoo Sung than this guy right here. You can't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies the Shop. I'm your host, Sinji. With me, my co-host, Erbay.
What up?
What's going on, Erby? And joining us for episode 100, our friend, our bud. I don't know what to introduce you as. I forget which name we use. Although I've said all three of them. I'm going to do all three. Pete, Clutch, Lord Infamous, all of them. He's all three.
Ladies and gents, love to be back.
Bro, 100 episodes. If anything, we're persistent.
Are we, though?
Sure. So, let's kick it off with a usual segment. Flavor of the Week. Has anyone seen, watch, read anything that caught their attention this week? Irby's usually a comedic thing. So, no. Anything make you laugh, Irby?
Nope. Nothing made me laugh.
No?
Nah. Wasn't feeling very funny. You know what I mean?
Damn. Pete, anything for you?
Let me see. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it was Eminence, the last episode.
Okay, all right.
I'll just say it was an amazing battle. I'll just say that.
Fuck, I'm almost there. Fuck. Damn.
I wish you read it.
I wish you saw it already. You read and watched?
No, I was saying I wish you watched it already.
Damn.
So we can spoil it.
Yeah, I got like 2 minutes left on episode 18, and then it's just the last two episodes. Ah, man. Okay, all right. My flavor this week was Gray Yeon, a little Weak Hero Love, and they had this huge fucking meeting. Did you watch it, Pete, or read it?
Yeah, I read it.
Okay,
I'm caught up with that thing.
They had the huge meeting on like what's the game plan and blah blah blah, and like in the middle of it, there's some dude was just like, I'm good with all this, but who's that wimp? And they were like, that's the White Mamba. And Cray's like, I'll prove it to you if you want me to. I'm like, oh, shit.
He said, no, thanks. That's the one that beat Wolf. Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah. I was just like, okay, all right. It's going to be great. Cray's got it. And then my man ended the chapter.
I wonder who he's going to fight, though.
Yo, I feel like, okay, all right.
Like,
okay.
Are they going to double team the main dude? I feel like that's the only way that is going to happen.
You know what I hate in like some animes, and it's like unresolved tension. Like you build something up, and like it doesn't happen, right? So like this obviously seems like we're approaching the end of the manhwa. Like, we're about to show down with the Union. After that, we'll probably get, like, a fucking how everyone turned out couple chapters, and then it'll be done for good, right? Gray,
I'd say about maybe 5 out of 10 left.
Gray hasn't fought Jake G yet, and Gray obviously wants to fight Donald Na. So it's just like, well, is he going to fight both of them, or are we going to leave one of those unresolved? Because he kind of just put it out there in that last chapter, and like, of course, the best way to learn is first-hand experience. I'm like, okay, so you have to fight the motherfucker, but you also gotta fight Jake G. So I don't know. But Wolf wants to fight Jake, so I don't know. It's gonna be an interesting. Like, I think shit's ready to explode next chapter, or its next chapter might be a big cock tease for like, okay, the fight starts next week.
Right. I feel like I think Gray might get dogged, and maybe not dogged, but he might get beat, or they might have like a stalemate, and then he come back and be like, yeah, he's about that life, and at that point, I guess he's gonna fight whoever is under him. But you know, Jake's gonna fight Wolf, or Wolf wants to fight Jake. So I have no idea what to guess.
Yeah, I think, okay, so I feel like Wolf wants to fight Jake. Jake might beat Wolf. Jake is going to beat Wolf, I feel like. And I think Jake wants to fight Gray.
Yeah, he might. I just need some battles to happen. That's all I need.
I'm looking.
Need all the fighting to go down.
Okay, so if I had to look, if I had to like piecemeal what I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to, if at all possible, Jake and Gerard rematch, because Gerard seems like he's significantly increased in fighting capability now that he's using his hands again. I'm looking forward to, who the hell else is with, there's Jimmy Bay. Jimmy, maybe, Teddy can't handle Go-Go. Maybe Go-Go with his boxing. Because you haven't really got to see Go-Go shine with his boxing. So maybe Go-Go could take on
Jimmy. That man is scared, dog.
Yo.
I don't know what he's so scary about.
Let's chill with Go-Go, bro. Go-Go's like the one you protect. And then it's just, wasn't there one more person? Oh, Forrest Lee. Who gives a shit about Forrest? Motherfuckers are feeling. I don't know, bro. I feel like you might see Gray fighting multiple people in this final shit.
Yeah, he could end up helping people. Like, he could be that loose man just fighting whoever needs help.
I'm excited. But on to the 100th episode topics. Irby, was it your plan, or Pete, was it your plan? Who was it?
It was my idea.
So take the reins, Irby. What's up?
So I was thinking for this one, we would do some summoners, but we would rank the, well, we wouldn't rank. It's just like, I guess it'd be more so the ideas of what you would like to summon more based on the summoner's ability. So so it's a summoner and then there's summons. Which would you prefer to have, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And we get two each, right?
I mean, yeah. I got two. I thought you said it was going to be like three or something. I mean, but I got three too, so it doesn't matter. I got mine.
Okay, cool. So, Irby, since you're, this was your shindig, your gimmick, would you like to start us off with your first one?
So, my first one, I was going to do Mira from She Professed Herself, People of the Wise Man. So, basically, yeah, she has a myriad of all sorts of stuff to conjure. Have you all seen that show?
I have not.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Little background. It was some dude named Gandalf. And what happens is he, it's an Avatar world. And he was in the middle of like just messing around, making like another another character with different abilities, and somehow he just ends up falling asleep and then dies. So he's now stuck as this young lady named Mira, and she's a summoner. But yeah, so part of her summons is she can summon Dark Knights, Valkyries, dragons, pretty much any mythical animal, summon a holy sword and all sorts of stuff, and stuff we still don't know about yet. So Yeah, she summoned a Pegasus, some snakes for healing, salamanders, dragons, griffins, you know, all the mythical stuff.
Okay, hold on. I'm slightly confused. I may have misunderstood. Are we picking the summon or the summoner?
The summons, like what you would rather summon.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Continue.
Yeah, so, yeah, she does some sage stuff. But yeah, so that was my one. I was like, oh, that's some cool abilities to have. And then, I know y'all are familiar with the other one. Jin Woo Song.
Nah, bro. Chill with that. Chill with that. Chill with that. You can't do that.
Who? Why can't
Which
I do
one?
That?
Which one? No, 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 no. Stop, stop right there. There is no bigger simp in this fucking current podcast session for Sung Jinwoo Sung than this guy right here. You can't do that.
Why can't I? I picked him.
Which
I told
one?
You like
which
two
one?
Weeks ago. You can pick two. Them's my two.
No, the summon. Which summon?
Oh, which summons? All his abilities, all his summons. The
what?
Ant
no.
Dude.
What?
Yeah. That, no, is his summons not his ability?
I should have went more hard, y'all niggas.
I didn't even, bro. Crazy. I think I misunderstood the assignment. I picked the summon creatures, not the summoner. I just have one and one. This motherfucker said the mystical fucking trifecta of library. And he stole Jinwoo's song from me? Like, what?
Did I steal him from you?
Yes!
Oh, was he part of your guy?
Yes!
Huh. Was that the one you was talking about? He might get kicked out?
No. Okay, so I'll come up with another one. I don't know how, but I'll come up with another one.
No, you can just do that because I had another one.
It's gone, Irby. I can't. I can't.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking about.
I would have went more hard. Y'all went hard.
I didn't go that hard, bro. First of all, he said the entire summons. I thought we were only allowed one summon.
Exactly.
I thought we were only
this
like
man
if
did the whole
I didn't.
Melody.
Yeah, I didn't know I if I picked that. Ash Ketchum, I can use his entire fucking catalog of Pokemons.
No, that's not summoning. That's capturing.
Yeah.
That was just an example. Just an example. I didn't use any Pokemon, but I was gonna use Beru from Jinwoo San's army because he's the most adaptable one. Any creature he eats, he basically is able to use their ability. And I was just like, that's a pretty damn good summon.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Irby used all of them.
Yeah. Hey, dog, you got to read the fine print.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. And I said the summons that they do. And so all the summons that he does is one thing.
Damn.
But no, I come up with another one off the cuff.
Nah, go ahead, quick. Dog. Rock out.
I did want to do Kelvin because I do like his summonings they do. So
I still need a new one.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Go ahead, Pete. I need to think.
Let me do both of them.
Go ahead. Yeah. Irby, do you want to go more in depth in your?
Well, I can go.
So. I mean, we all know what Jinwoo Sung can do. So
yes, I do.
So I don't think it's needs explanation. Some things don't need to be drug on out. Know what I mean?
Oh my god,
that's crazy. I went for the jugular.
I said, or I could just switch to Ainz. All his summons he could do.
Oh, dog. You know I would have picked that off top.
Yo.
I would have did that all rip.
I can't. Okay, right. Yeah, go ahead, Pete. Right.
So, I'm going to do my funny one. And I chose Exodia from Yu-Gi-Oh!
That is pretty
strong.
Are
y'all familiar with him?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you might as well go with the entire
sure
deck, bro.
Exodia.
No, it's one summon. You need multiple cards, but it's one summon. You know what I'm saying?
What is Exodia?
Obliterate.
I'm not familiar
with Exodia. Exodia is like a kill all card. Like And Yu-Gi-Oh, you gotta have certain conditions to summon them. I think you need all five body parts to summon. You have to be super lucky. And you know, my boy Yu-Gi-Oh is the luckiest nigga out there, so.
I say, what is Yu-Gi-Oh?
A game what? You play like every day, motherfucker. What are we doing here?
For those uninitiated, those people that don't know what Yu-Gi-Oh is.
Yu-Gi-Oh is a strategic card game that has been broken over and over again. It is chess. It's no longer chess anymore. It's basically all the pieces are queens. Make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you summoning five kings right there to make one fucking animal. This nigga's ballistic. Basically, you summon Exodia, and that's it. It's game over. My thing is, like, I want to keep him summoned. That's my guy. So if we talk about summoning, I want to keep him summoned up for me.
What if summoning him just, like, destroyed the world?
I'm good with it, dog. You know what I mean? I'm here to have fun, baby.
Nah, but like, I remember like before, I'd say before the saga that came after 5Ds, like, if you played Yu-Gi-Oh! And someone ran like an Exodia deck, it's like, ah, oh, this guy. Now everything else just like, I'd rather run into a fucking Exodia deck. At least I have time to like fucking make something happen.
Right.
Yeah.
No, these new cards is crazy.
Oh, man, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my first summon. My second one, I'm not sure if y'all are familiar with Vermeil and Gold.
I am.
Okay, yeah, Vermeil would be my second summon. For those that aren't too cunning of it, basically it's about this boy named Alto, and he goes to school for basically witchcraft, wizardry type stuff. And he's the only one that does not have a familiar. The reason is that he has too much mana. The boy has too much mana. He has so much mana that things are scared to be summoned by him. And the only one that isn't afraid is Vermeil. She was actually trapped in a book. After opening said book, she was summoned by him. In order for her to live, she has to suck off his mana. And to do that, they had to kiss. And basically, you know, all the fine details, you know, they can lay naked, regenerate the mana, they can kiss, regenerate the mana, all while keeping her alive and keeping him alive. So he has enough for the both of them. And she's a super powerful demon. Basically a devil in disguise. You know, she looks good. She has like a berserk type mode where she go full demon, and she's very protective. And niggas is jealous at the school. You know what I mean? I have Exodia and Vermeil riding by my side. I wish I could show you a picture of her, but if you're familiar with it, you know how she look. She's scary, but she dope.
She sounds dope.
It might be.
She's like the sexy school teacher type vibe. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe he took Sung Jin-Woo.
Hey, dog. I told you that.
I knew somebody was going to do it. That's why I ain't do it.
I can't believe it. I regret making him read it. I was like, Irby, you got to read this. Irby, you got to read this. Irby, did you read it yet? Irby, did you read it yet?
Oh, and the new volume came out. So what's up?
I know I'm listening to it.
Yeah, I'm going to get it when my credit comes in.
I'm also reading again. I'm also reading the manhwa again. I was, damn it.
You can read?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I thought about reading it again, too.
It's one of those few that, like, every time the novel comes out on audiobook, I try to listen to it from the beginning again. I try to time it so that, like, I'm re-caught up with the story once the next chapter comes out, the next volume. But
I gotta see pictures. I can't do the audiobook stuff.
I would agree with you for other things, but, like, as I was, I think I'm more interested in, I don't like reading. Like, I'm interested in books, but I don't like reading. It puts me to sleep. Honestly, I get way too distracted in my own head, and like, I forget everything I just read. So putting on the audiobook, you know, during my commute to work, during my commute back home, while I'm taking a shower, on something I already know I enjoy, it's actually interesting for me to like notice what's different and blah 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 blah. I don't know. But
it's like podcast to me.
Yeah. Yep. So, on to who replaced my Jinwoo Song.
Y'all niggas ain't shit, by the way.
I was just gonna pick one. This motherfucker picked the whole army.
Yeah, I said the summons that they do.
I thought we were only allowed two summons, though.
The whole man said they are one.
The summons.
One pack.
Yeah. They aren't one.
Yeah, summons. S, and that means plural, meaning more than one. Hey, my fault y'all misunderstood what I said.
I felt like this was a setup.
I'm okay with my two. I just knew somebody was going to pick that nigga.
I should have went first.
She should have.
All right. Megumi Fushiguro replaced Sung Jinwoo for me. I like his ability. I like his shadowed summons and how he can interact with them and like change places with them. It's kind of like a cheaper knockoff on what Sung Jinwoo Sung can do. I think they say his name different depending on like the situation, but on such short notice, that's all I can think of for
a suitable
replacement. And my second one, the one I said, which I might get canceled on a technicality, but I think that since Irby can have a whole army, that this one's okay.
No, that don't work.
I was gonna say Kite's ability from Hunter x Hunter because
I don't even know who that is.
I feel like his thing counts as a summon because it has like a will of its own, right? It's technical, right?
I don't know either.
I was like,
I guess you could make that call.
If it works, it's a good summon because, like, really, you have. I think it's nine chances for like nine weapons in one summon. But if it doesn't work, then I don't know if I have another one.
Oh, Lord.
You can do that. It's. It's more like morphing.
I didn't know. I was just like,
it's Morphaton.
Like, really, this is just Nen. And right. His Nen happens to have a personality, so I don't know if this would count as.
But, sake of argument, I think that could count. If you want to count it as like a weapon. And a weapon summons different types of weapons.
Yeah, so that would have been my weapon. Because back when I thought we were only picking one summon, I was like, hey, a summon that can enter multiple different forms for usability. Yeah. That sounds dope.
I guess you'd call it a weapon. So, whatever you want to go with.
I wanted to go with Jinwoo Song.
I just knew you should have known.
I did it, bro.
I sent it in the production meeting chat.
As an example.
Yeah.
He was already one for me.
That's why I was like, yeah. Can I say this is what I'm finna go with right here?
I'm heartbroken.
You ain't got no heart.
I found one just to be broken.
You ain't never had no heart.
Wow.
Cap.
Might got one now, but you ain't had one in a while, my guy.
It's cold-blooded.
Oh, man.
That's true, though.
I can't refute facts.
Facts.
I can't refute what has been said to me. Mm-hmm. So, I'm gonna be bitter about this because what we're about to talk about next.
Yeah, we can do like a tournament type thing. Oh no, because that's gonna be OP people and. Never mind.
I was about to say, like, I'm like severely underpowered here.
That's right.
I think it's gonna be a very one-sided tournament.
We just talk about why we took them the way we did.
I'm talking about we could make a tournament like for the next time.
Oh yeah, we can do that. We can
I'm saying that. If you want to do like OP people, then it only makes sense.
We're off that. On to something else. So,
it's so bitter. Haven't you won one yet?
No, I mean, we're off of this topic. Oh. We can determine something else, but this one's, you know.
So I wanted to talk about, since we're like a couple months into the year already, animes that we were really looking forward to coming out. And if they came out already, were they disappointing? Were they satisfactory? Were they just way beyond what you expected? And obviously mine, still bitter, Solo Leveling, hasn't come out yet, but it's due in a month. And it would not be an understatement to say that between the listening to the books, reading the manhwa, I've started and finished this thing, in this specific story, as many times as I've watched Sons of Anarchy, which is well over 10 times, I would say. And I would love to give One Piece that kind of love, but that's a
you can't rewatch that shit.
Yeah, that's a tall order.
It's still ongoing. It won't end.
I can't. One Piece is not something you just casually rewatch, bro. It's just like,
you gotta choose a certain spot to start.
I need a highlight reel. I need a highlight reel on this. I just need someone to like do a highlight reel of each arc.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on YouTube.
The best way to rewatch One Piece is just to play the Pirate Warriors games. Good way to get caught up.
Did you buy a new game?
Nah, I didn't. Once I learned it was turn-based, it kind of turned me off a little bit. I was like, I don't know about
turn-based. That's the best games, bro.
I don't know, man.
You try the demo?
I could try the demo. Demo's free. I could try the demo. It might be just what I need. Honestly, because I've been a little, I would say I'm a little numb to open world games at the moment, like these big AAA games.
Yeah.
Doing God of War and Horizon Zero Dawn back to back, and then and Elden Ring, all these huge games back to back, and don't get me wrong, they were all like super fun. It was just like, you get another one, and it was just like, all right, this isn't more fun than the last one. So like, what am I doing here?
I feel that. But I do have an example if y'all are ready to talk about what has come out.
Yes, yes.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. So I know I've mentioned it before, but Danmachi, how not to pick up a girl in a dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all recall that?
Yep, on my list. I do recall.
That shit has turned dark, and it's amazing. Came out, I think, last month. And it's been a weekly release since then. That shit has not slowed down. It picked up. Initially looking at it, you would think it's like some happy-go-lucky type anime. Nobody gets hurt, nobody dies, this, that, and the other. Nigga, that shit took a turn for the worse.
Ooh.
And it wasn't just this season. It was last season, too. But just not to give anything away, it's based off of familiars. So it's like they got god familiars. Maybe about six, maybe like 20-ish families. Mm-hmm. But mainly it's about like 6-ish families. And there is one protagonist. His name is Bill. He wants to be, his whole thing, he wants to be a hero, quote unquote. He's basically like a country boy that was raised. And the city is where you go like dungeon hunting and join familiars and shit. So he starts off as a super weak, I don't know what I'm doing, the super strong. And not even super strong, he's like strong enough to do what he gotta do and lead his family.
Nice.
But this current season, it took a turn for the worse for him and his familiar. And it's about this, like, this unkillable monster that's hunting them. And their point is that they're going to go save somebody that's stuck in a dungeon, like deep in a dungeon. But yeah, I can't go too much further than that. But it's in a great place, and I think y'all should watch it if you have time.
Oh, no, it's definitely on my list. I might start it up after The Eminence of Shadows.
You would think it's really ecchi, but it ain't. Like, they show boobs, but it's not, like, crazy. It's not, like, sexual for the most part. It is some sexual stuff in there, but it's not like that. It's not, like, based off of sexual shit.
Irby's too young for it. Irby can't watch.
Yeah. My mommy said I can't.
Damn, dog. Irby, yeah, it's highly recommended.
You got one, Irby?
Nah, I'm not, nothing really coming out for me, per se. I just like catching some new stuff. Maybe Jujutsu when it comes out. Or, catching up with Jujutsu. Maybe Super, love me some Super. But other than that, don't really got too much. I just like to fly by the seat of my pants. Maybe when Spy returns, you know, that's a good one.
I couldn't get too far in that.
What?
It was cool at first, but I don't know.
What, hilarious. Spy Classroom?
I think the whole thing about
Spy Family? I love Spy Family. Yeah. It's different, man. It was cool at first,
but I'm like, this is, I don't know, it's slow. I don't know what I'm looking for. It's cool. It's like a good thing to put in the background for me.
I think what's appealing to me about Spy Family is that, like, it's a more entertaining slice of life. It's like it's kind of like a slice of life, but like with comedic value, and like there's always something kind of like actiony going on, something funny going on. And it's just like it's not the usual guy girl. Here's a Christmas episode. Here's a New Year's episode. Here's a blah, blah, blah episode. You know what I mean?
I get that. I see the appeal of it.
Yeah.
It just ain't something for me. I tried to watch it. Like, first couple episodes, cool.
I had a friend say that as well.
But I think just, what's her name, Anya? Like, knowing all this shit and trying to be, like, the best girl and trying to avoid shit.
I want to know what happens in the manga that, like, everyone keeps, like, putting her into different anime worlds.
What you mean?
If you, like, on Instagram, there was this time period when, like, Spy Family was popping off. I assume it was the manga, because I didn't see anything in the anime that, like, merited this kind of, like, attention. But, like, they were, like, putting Anya in, like, all these anime worlds, calling her OP, and, like, she was the reason for things happening. I was like, bro, what is going on?
I think that just more some people's creative mind was going off.
Yeah, it could be. Have you read the manga yet, Irby?
I've read through the ones that we read to, but I haven't really read it yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Keeping it simple. Don't want to ruin my appetite for later.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Other it's than that, actually yeah. funny that you mentioned the dark turn in that one anime EP, because, like, you know, like, something that, like, weighed on me a couple, more than once or twice in the process of, like, pondering ideas for my story was, like, I had it set in my mind that I was going to kill a character that a lot of people were probably going to like.
Damn.
And
way to ruin it.
Well, you don't know what character it is. You have it's no idea what character it is.
It's probably going to be the one I like. You want to ruin it because you don't like me.
Dude, let me tell you one thing. Because, like, I have envisioned this scene in my head multiple times. And I want to say, if I thought about it five times, at least three times, it gave me anxiety just thinking about it.
Then do it, nigga. What you waiting on, dog?
Well, I'm not there yet, but... But I'm just like, bro, I can... Just the people who know me personally, just one person in mind is probably going to, like, not talk to me for a couple days.
Jeez.
Interesting.
And I was just like, it's got to be done. It's got to be done. I've already envisioned it. It's got to be done.
That's what we're here for. A good story. And death.
We're here for a good time. We're here for a long time.
But yeah.
Not said it backwards, but we'll.
Yeah. We're here for a good time, not a long time. I agree.
Sometime. Maybe not the whole time.
95% of not of the time. That's what I'm here for.
Hit him with that Dave Chappelle. If I came, it was right on time.
You don't even watch Dave Chappelle.
I've seen skits.
Oh my god, you haven't seen it though?
I haven't. I don't dive into comedy too much. I've never said Kevin Hart is funnier than Dave Chappelle.
You did.
I've never said that.
You did say
you
Kevin
said
Hart.
That I gotta leave.
I've never said that. I just don't watch comedy specials too often. I think the last was it a show? I don't watch TV often either. I watch anime.
Had like three seasons. That was the best.
Shit is hilarious, bro.
What can I watch it on? I will watch it.
I don't even know.
HBO?
Might be Comedy Central.
Ooh.
I think Comedy Central or HBO.
But yeah.
Double check.
It's hilarious.
It's the right amount of racism. Sexism.
Oh, it would definitely not be able to air now, but it was. I remember just walking into school. Though. Yeah, walking into school just saying all the Dave Chappelle jokes and memes and jokes and jokes and jokes and spaghetti, spaghetti.
If it ain't my favorite family, niggas.
Yeah.
So it was a white family that had nigga as their last name. That's the type of shit that Dave Chappelle, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I've seen skits, bro. I mean, the last fucking comedy special I've watched from like start to finish was probably a Kevin Hart one, and then like the one before that was like fucking Cat Williams one.
Well, Cat Williams did it, that dude. So I ain't mad at you on that.
I think the Pimp Chronicles was what I watched.
Yeah, that was the shit.
A pimp named Slickback.
No, that's Boondocks, bro.
Nigga. A pimp named Slickback.
I will forever love that scarecrow scene from the Boondocks. All right, so anime. Back to anime. This is an anime podcast. Fucking anime. What are you guys currently watching? Me, obviously. Evidence and Shadows.
Yeah, that was the shit.
Two episodes left, baby.
My Hero, current season. I'm loving the season so far.
I should watch it, bro. I read it. I should watch it. Because honestly, reading My Hero is annoying.
I can't imagine. Bill Furry. That's back on.
Love it. It's just, yeah. I don't know what they're really, it's just a, it's like an OP, like, anime take on.
Worse than Luffy.
Slice of life, right? It's just it like, really is. They're not really struggling, but, like, it's fun to see the journey.
She out there just capping everything everybody.
She does, she gets a new ability. And it's like, I know. Even the creator's like, we can't kill her. That was the hardest thing we threw at her.
And then that one episode where they celebrated, it stopped Maple, but then Sally took over. Then Sally killed it.
Right, I love it. Welcome to Demon School.
I just finished that season. Yeah. I finished it. I was like, oh, okay.
Still ongoing. A new episode is coming out.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Now, the last one I watched was, I think, when Asmodeus got kicked out. What was the last one I seen?
Oh, no, they definitely not finished.
Yeah, so I was like, huh. But they did it because they never really came to a conclusion for the school selection or whatever. So I was like, huh, well, should be going on here soon.
Anyone watching the current season of Flex God Anos?
Yes, I think a new episode just... It's been like a couple weeks. An episode just came out.
Has it been a couple weeks?
Yeah, they said something about COVID.
I'm not caught up. That's why I didn't know. All right, so I'm probably like one episode behind.
I think I haven't watched it yet. It just came out. Episode 7, I think.
Yeah, I've just been binging Eminence of Shadows. That's why I haven't.
Bro, I love that show. It's like, this is not for a background character.
Yeah, Pete, have you been watching Blue Lock? You should really watch Blue Lock.
I'm getting to it, though.
Okay.
It's first in my list.
I've never been so into soccer.
That shit look demonic.
Yo, bro, it's crazy. Sport animes are just done really well.
I've never been a fan. Well, I can't say I've never watched it.
I liked Kuroko's Basketball, obviously the basketball from Prince of Tennis, Haikyuu, and Blue Lock. Those are, I know there's a lot more fucking sport animes, but those are my top four right there.
All the popular ones.
Those are.
Hey, man, listen. When they're good, they're good.
Yeah, I think that's all I'm watching.
I'm watching Bungo Stray Dogs. This current season is fucking crazy.
I fell off on that shit, too. My boy told me it gets better. Like, I think I stopped watching in, like, middle of the first season because that shit was fell off. And he said it got better near the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be tough to, like, keep people interested sometimes, right? Because, like, I think now that I, like, I wouldn't say I'm a good writer, but now that I write, I feel like I can kind of tell at what points where, like, this was, like, a fill-in for them to get to somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
It was just like, oh, banger of a start. Okay, dropped off. This must be a fill-in. This is like, okay, they had an idea and they had an end, and like the middle was spotty. That's like a main reason I didn't I don't really have a second season yet, because like I had a first season plan, I have a third season plan, but I don't want the second season to be trash. So like I was just like, I'm not gonna write anything there. So I was like, let me just slow down. Relax.
I think that's the thing. I think people write to get over that writer's block, and then they hit a stride, and then go back to that writer's block. So, I mean, if you got to write some shit just to get it out and then get right, by all means.
We'll see. Because I have, for Okami the Demon, I have, like, pieces to a season two. Like, I have the puzzle pieces. They're not aligning together yet, but I have the pieces to put it in. For Yodu, I don't really have. I have like an image maybe, but I got none of the pieces for that image. I'm just like, I have like an outcome I want to achieve here, but I don't know how to get there.
Sounds forward tough.
Yeah. So I've just been focusing on the publishing part of things and whatnot.
Oh, it's a... I think I told y'all a while ago. It's a manga called Black Sun.
I get updates on that webtoon, yep.
Yep, that shit's a banger.
Been waiting for more to come out. I don't know how much is out yet, but like I catch up to these fucking webtoons so quick.
The thing about them, they charge 7 coins to unlock their shit, so I'm waiting weekly to read it.
Dude.
I'm not paying no damn 7 coins, dog.
So I'm like weirdly into this one webtoon called, hold on, let me find it. I believe it's called I'm the Queen of This Life. And it's similar to an isekai, but not really. She kind of like dies and like kind of goes back in time. She gets a second chance at life and she's like doing things different. But like it's in the time and age of like kings and queens and like, so you have those people like bastard kids. Almost like a Game of Thrones settings without the dragons and shit. And it was like, oh, we have 10 episodes that you can in advance, that you can like pay for in advance. And they're all 7 apiece. I'm like, 7 apiece? That's 70 coins, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dog. Like that.
And I was like holding strong to not buying a single fucking one until a chapter ended on cliffhanger and I fucking bought all of them. I was like, oh, I'm so weak. So weak.
You are weak.
And I'm permanently buying this. I'm either gonna buy this permanently for 7 coins every week, or I'm waiting 10 weeks to get a free episode.
7 coins is way too damn much.
It's crazy. 5 is, man.
5 is like the tipping point. But 3 I think is perfect. I think max level newbie. They charge 3.
Yeah, they do charge 3. A chapter just came out that I have to read.
That shit hard.
Yeah, a chapter just came out.
That's like a nigga starting off as a Sungjin Woo.
He probably is Sungjin Woo inspired. He's probably inspired from like Solo Leveling. You got a couple of those now. Like if you actually like pay attention to some of the titles. A lot of them are like, oh, I maxed my level, or oh, I'm the number one player.
I'm not gonna read that shit again. Y'all inspired me.
You said y'all inspired me.
I was literally that. I'm like, should I read this shit again? Yeah.
It's good to revisit the roots, man. I'm at the light novel that just came out in audiobook is at the part of the story where Jinwoo is beating up Thomas Andre, the national hunter, because the S-rank dude kidnapped Jinwoo. Yo, dude, so good. I was just like, I'm listening to it, like, I gotta fucking read this fight again, bro. Like, the art is fucking beautiful. There's so much in this that I just need to read again.
Yeah, I'm in there.
There you go.
Thanks, fellas.
RP, what are you watching?
Nothing really.
What lies?
Not really watching too much anything. Maybe looking at some obscure stuff. Was watching Gridman. And it's a Puella Magi Madoka Magishika. This is something I just threw on there. It'd be watching me most of the time, but you know.
I don't know if Pete would like Miroku-chan, but I think you would like that. It's just like it's nothing too serious. It's just a girl who like sees like creepy looking spirits and like she tries not to acknowledge them. During her school life. I think you would, like, enjoy that.
You don't know what I was like.
I said, I think.
I think I heard of that.
It's surprisingly good. I binged it.
But binge everything, Nick.
Yeah, listen, when it's good, you gotta binge. If you don't make time for it, then you just lose time, you know what I mean?
Word to your mother.
I feel that. That's all I do at work, for real. That's where I watch all my shit.
Right. I used to have time to read at work. I don't got dick of time left, bro. It's just, I can't squeeze in a fucking manga to save my life at work.
I can't do that after work.
What else?
I'm in class, kids, working.
Yeah, you got a lot on your plate right now.
I know, bro.
Here I am, too lazy to go to the store to get the stuff I need to make a beef stew tomorrow.
Terrible, Yeesh. Chuck.
I've been wanting it for months. For months, I was just like, I want to make beef stew again in the slow cooker. And it's just like, I got to get all the ingredients. I don't want to.
I don't want to be you. Yeah. You need to do it, dog. Ain't nothing to it but to do it, baby.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it. True words, never spoken.
Yeah, you just need to do it, dog.
But has anyone been watching Tokyo Revengers?
Nah.
I haven't either.
I don't know if it came back. Just because I read it.
That's what I'm saying. I was just like, I don't know. I think that's one of the, like, unfortunately, it's one of, like, the downsides to me reading things. Like, I'm not in a rush to watch it sometimes.
Yeah.
And I guess it gives me time for more other things, but, like, God, I was always looking forward to Tokyo Revengers, like, week after week after week. Now that it's an actual animated season now, I'm like, I read it.
You are absolutely correct.
I finished it. Like, what am I going to rush to watch it for? Like, My Hero Academy, I'm like, I'm two arcs ahead of this.
Exactly.
I don't know. They're so detailed in the short little things they gave us each week.
Some things you can't read. Hunter x Hunter, you should not read. I've seen the amount of words that go into these chapters. I will watch it. Hands down.
Didn't a new chapter come out?
Yeah, chapters have came out, like new chapters. I haven't seen if they're like the previous ones, like with the amount of fucking words, the fucking essay you have to read per fucking page. I saw that shit on Instagram. I was just like, that is ridiculous. I would never. I'd feel like I'm reading a book and I'd probably fall asleep. Did you guys hear they're changing the ending to Attack on Titan again?
Probably. I was so mad at the ending, dog. I told you, I was pissed at the end.
I thought it ended fine.
I think they're making two endings.
I would watch it if they're doing it.
This fucking season has four parts. I was like, dog, you only needed two. Like, the shit was almost over when you ended it on, like, part two.
Right. Crazy niggas ain't tired of that shit yet.
I don't know, man. Shit is crazy. But, Mappa needs to drop Attack on Titans and start working on this fucking solo leveling faster. I would binge this show if they dropped it, like, right now. If Netflix dropped this fucking show, I would binge it right now. No fucks given.
Shit, we know.
Yeah.
I already know. Once I finish the anime, we'll watch it again. And I was like, I'm gonna watch this multiple times. I've read it multiple times. I've listened to it multiple times. I'm gonna watch it multiple times.
I'm ready for Tower of God to come. I mean, I want to watch the second season. They slipping.
Tower of God second season is supposed to come out.
I know.
For like the first time in fucking forever. God of High School finally ended like a couple months back.
I'm done with that. I've been done with that shit. Shit made no sense.
That shit got crazy, bro.
Like, I stopped reading. I'm like, what is this bullshit that's going on? Like,
I couldn't stop. I was so committed to it. It was the point I was just like, what is going on? I don't understand half of this.
Bro, that's some shit I binged. Then it got to the point everybody was powering up in the guide and shit wasn't making sense.
Bro, it was so cool at first. I was just like, yo, this is so dope. And then, like, it got like
killing random niggas off and coming back. And I don't know, dog. Shit was...
Then it got gods sense. Involved, and I was just like, what is this? Oh, man. But I'm excited. Tower God coming back, man. I can't wait. That tournament they left off where Bam might be getting married, but might not be getting married.
I love it.
Kun's a fucking prisoner to Rachel right now. It's crazy. I think I just spoiled the shit out of Irby.
You did.
I just remembered he stopped reading once he didn't have like 10 chapters. He just stopped fucking reading.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So
why would you do that, Irby? Why would you just stop reading?
Cause that's just the way I roll.
This guy.
Yeah.
My bad, Irby.
That's how it be, dog. But now I know.
My bad.
But now I know.
Yeah.
Don't forget it.
Nah. Good. I remember everything.
He's going to read it and text me, oh, God, this Kun being trapped would have been a surprise if someone didn't spoil
it. Yeah. But you know, you can't win them all, baby.
Listen. You're right.
I know I'm right.
What else? I don't really have anything else.
Yeah. Me neither.
I'm good.
All right. We good?
Yeah. Sounds about good.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Guys, this was episode 100. I hope you enjoyed the sincerity of this conversation. And we'll catch you next week. Episode 101. We're going to start it over. Peace.
Peace.